Happy November, everyone. We're here. We're doing it. We had a great time trick-or-treating. And is it Thanksgiving season or Christmas season for both?
To me, it's day after Election Day season.
That's a good feeling. Got through it.
Support my local officials.
Who'd you vote for?
Oh, Mark.
Mark?
Yep.
There's got to be a Mark on that.
I bet Mark's in the mix.
Uh-huh. We had someone knock on our door and said, here's a pamphlet. It says, just a reminder, go out and vote. Once you stay informed. But on Sharpie the top, it was like, vote for Mark or whoever.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want me to be that informed. You got me leaning a certain way here.
I had someone come to my door, and really nice guy, but I was almost appalled at how low ranking the guy he was like trying to get votes for was. This wasn't like senator. This wasn't state senator. This wasn't House of Representatives. It was Johnson County Community College Board of Trustees.
He's like, we got to get this guy on.
He's knocking for the Board of Trustees.
Yeah. What does that job do?
A community college Board of Trustees? It's got to be a volunteer role. It's not even paid.
Yeah, there's four positions. Five people want it. So I guess we'll put it up to a vote.
Tell you what, if they want to see numbers skyrocket at the voting booths, get people more involved, legalize gambling on it. Let the boys put together a parlay or something. And you'll see it. We'll come out and drove. We'll have a whole like guys' day for it.
Tailgate.
Who'd you go for, man? Tailgate it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mark, the board of trustees, man. If he gets elected, I'm going to turn $10 into $20,000. let's raise the. What'd you say? Sorry.
Yeah, that wouldn't cause like riots or fights or anything in like a tailgate situation.
I don't think it would cause riots or fights. It would cause collusion. That's what it would cause. It would cause insider trading.
That's the concern.
As people are walking in.
As professional athletes literally do because of it.
They very recently got caught for that.
It has to be a bigger issue. It's one thing if your shooting guard cheats one game. It's another thing if your head of board of trustees at the community college is a liar.
You don't want that.
No, could you explain something to me? What is a parlay?
I'll explain that and much more on today's Correct Opinions. Sit back, relax. Give us 5 stars, please. I'm not kidding. It's Christmas time, I think.
Oh, so
please do it.
Okay.
And subscribe to our YouTube. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
It is wine drinking season, y'all. And my wine brand, Basic Cellars Wine, we've got it all right now. We've got our white wine, our red wine, our rosé, and now we have orange wine. You ever had orange wine, Jake?
Never. Not once. Oh, there's your alarm to drink it.
Yep, there's my alarm. Drink wine again. Don't even need an alarm. I'm always doing it. Do you think it's made of oranges? Because it's not.
I figure it was made of oranges, yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Ooh, it's made of a certain yummy grape that turns the wine orange. Perfect for the fall alleluia season. So go now, Rectis. With my special code for y'all, Rectis, R-E-C-T-I-E-S, you get 33% off your order. New orange wine. You could do a 16-pack, 24-pack, whatever. We have so many options on there. Go support me. Check it out. You will love it. You'll be a hit at the Friendsgiving.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a great Friendsgiving thing to bring.
It's true.
BasicSellers.com. Use code Rectis for 33% off. Parlay. You've heard this word. I bet some of the Rectis have heard it. They don't know what it is.
Give us
your best guess.
Okay, yeah. Your best guess.
It's always what we need.
Hmm.
Parlay.
It's it's like a bunch of different bets all in one.
Great job.
Yeah, like a mutual fund. It's exactly like it.
Great.
Yeah.
Like an index.
Except it makes you way more money than a mutual fund.
but everything has to like hit in the.
Oh yeah. So as you guys know, I took a break from the sports gambling. And now I do it very responsibly because I'm a proud FanDuel partner and I'm a parlay guy now. So I was too deep, too much money. Now I just like to go. I like to bet about once a week, $10 okay. to make $17,000. And I've yet to win one of these. The last two I've done, I've grouped together this crazy thing. This guy's going to score first. He'll score the third time. And the last times I've done that, a player involved in my parlay has nearly died on the field. So now I feel like I need to maybe step back for other reasons.
I feel like there's a lot of things just telling you to step back.
Oh, before now I'm gonna keep going. You're going to love it when I hit it and win a car on a Thursday night.
You might as well just buy a lottery ticket.
Okay, I'll do that too.
You know, Rachel recently, did I tell you guys this? She told me she was going to start taking up the lottery.
Oh, no.
She just one day.
Take the girl out of Iowa.
I was like, hand on the doorknob about out of the house. And then she's like, I think I'm going to start playing the lottery. I was like, what? I guess I don't know you at all.
Did some ad really get her or something?
I don't know.
She's just slowly morphing. Like, you know, she was like, I do Pilates. I like matcha. And then year by year, it's like lottery. You go outside, she's smoking a cigarette. Like, I don't know, man. I just want to get back in touch with my roots.
Yeah.
She's like, is my cousin kind of cute?
One day it just got, she's like, I mean, those Powerball tickets are like $4. I mean, how much I spend on a latte every day? Like $4. But instead of like getting coffee, why don't I just try to win like $300 million? I was like, yeah, I guess
someone's got to win it.
I guess that makes sense. But then I educated her on the suicide rates and the other things that happen when you win the lottery. And so she's just going to go back to the lattes.
Sure. Okay. We play when it gets above 750 million because your odds get better if it's higher. It's so much fun being able to play the what if game, though. So
let's play the what if game.
Okay.
Because it is fascinating. Is the suicide rates are higher. I know it's like, obviously a lot of them go broke and stuff.
It's really bad.
Cause you only get with taxes and stuff. It's like what you get half of.
That's
it.
That's why they see the tax bill and they just jump off a bridge. You can afford it. You can afford it.
Yeah. That's it.
No. Is it because they lose it all or because it's just overwhelming?
It's probably a mix of things. I think one, it's like the, you know, maybe if you're playing the lottery
will you call and ask?
You maybe don't already make good financial decisions. So you're not in a place to handle a lump sum of money well. But then after that is like, I mean, you just lose all sense of like, I think community and like self-worth because you don't know if anyone wants to be your friend or if they just want your money. Like you're in fear of being robbed at all times. Like you don't know who you can tell and who you can't tell. I think it just leads to down like it's a slippery slope of like unhappiness. And eventually you do spend all your money.
It makes sense, man. Because think about if you know someone who has a bunch of money, or think about trust fund kids. If you made a bunch of money, people are like, that girl's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you just have the money, people like they hate you.
They don't like that.
Yeah. So if you have money from the lottery, it's not even like your dad's smart. It's like, you don't deserve this at all. Give me $1 million, dude.
Yeah, dude, why do you need it?
Give me $1 million.
Give me your car at least.
And they go, okay. And then they're like, get a job. What do I do all day? Why would I get a job?
Yeah.
The guy who won the biggest one ever, have you seen? He just keeps buying properties.
Really?
He's got like just multiple mansions. And
I mean, that's
he bought a bunch
least...
of the Malibu. The properties are like burned to the ground. He bought some of that. Oh. He's got big plans out in Malibu, I think.
What's for a bond?
That feels like relatively responsible. Like buying real estate is an investment. Like he's not just like...
Oh, sure.
Burning through it. And
I mean, he won $2
billion.
So. Jeez.
Yeah.
I didn't know they gave away that kind of money.
That's crazy. I think it's something like he end of the day, he's worth like $700 or $800 million.
So that's that many people played the lottery.
Yep.
Wow.
And if I think I'm going to craft up a parlay that'll get me close.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a guy. I need his arm to fall off.
Oh. Well, it sounds like you're pretty close to that. So
yeah, those are the kind of bets you make.
I'm in first place in one league, second place in the other league in fantasy football. Just want to throw that out there.
Wow.
But I think it's Christmas time. I want to put the tree up. And I think we should, we have kids now, we have tradition. We should be a November 1st tree family.
Do real trees last?
It's a podcast.
Long? Do real trees last that long?
Oh.
I think you're going to be making Christmas skits in your living room for years to come. So you're going to have a Christmas tree up.
That's a big part of it too.
Already.
Yeah, I got some Christmas up.
Yeah. Was that Home Goods?
Home Goods. Thanks, guys. wrapping up my month of screaming as a girl. But no, because I think November 1st is fine. You know, there's some people that they have the tree up in October. How annoying.
Some people are like that. Yeah.
That's pretty annoying.
It feels early. But I do feel like I used to be pretty like, let's wait till after Thanksgiving. But now that we have kids and we travel for both holidays, the days all of a sudden are pretty limited that we're like in our house with decorations for Christmas.
So you want to extend it as well.
Extend it.
Boom. I just feel like right now, it just feels so early right now. Okay, like, yeah, I don't. If I were to walk into, I don't know where I'd walk into, Home Depot, and they're playing like Jingle Bells, I'd be like, whoa. Like that feels way too early to hear Jingle Bells right now.
I agree. I'm not sure on November 1st. That feels.
You got to meet in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, that feels a little aggressive.
Okay. When's your birthday?
November 17th.
You could do that.
For
your birthday, you have to put up the Christmas tree.
My birthday's Christmas now? Yeah. What am I doing? What are you doing for my birthday?
Well, we're going to dinner. And ooh, then I asked you, you haven't responded to me. If you wanted a new suit for your birthday, because you mentioned that.
Oh.
But
we went to a funeral. I'm like, I probably need a new suit. That's not very exciting. But that's what you do in your 30s. Gifts are things you just need, like a vacuum or something. So I guess we'll do that.
I thought you were kind of excited about getting a fun new suit, but.
Ooh, like a red one? Maroon?
Maroon, maybe.
Is this suit to go to more funerals in, or is this just a suit?
Just a suit.
Yeah, maroon. It'll be tough. Do you ever go to a funeral and you look around and there's a guy in like a, he's just in slacks and a button up. You're like, I could have done that. And that's, we're losing the plot here. I'm dressing up for weddings and funerals. You look over, guy's in a Tommy Bahama shirt. I go, I went and had to get this tailored. I didn't know I could do that.
I caught a little flack. I was wearing like a suit. I was wearing a like dress pants and a sports coat, like a blazer, but the blazer wasn't black. I wore like a blue blazer. People were kind of like, dude, come on, the funeral. Sorry, I'm celebrating a life here.
Yeah,
I was the weird guy. Everyone's in all black. I was like, I don't know. Thought we were celebrating.
Was it like bright blue or just like navy? Just like
it had like lights all over it. And it was like when the music hit, like it would flash.
Oh.
But not my pants.
And you sat in the back, right?
Yeah, and I sat in the back.
Yeah.
So only really the family could see it when they were on stage.
When the casket, when they lowered it down, it played a, his suit played a song.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they opened the cards. That's it.
See, that's it's interesting because I feel like the one we just went to.
The magician's suit.
There was not that many people in all black.
I kind of figured, in my experience, I thought that was something you could only see in the movies. But then, recently people were giving me a hard time for wearing the blue blazer. Sorry. I'll turn the lights off.
Code? Did they put out a thing? No black?
They did not, no. But I do think you should always, it's better to overdress than underdress.
Yesterday at Rachel's school, it's Spirit Week this week. Yesterday was pajama day. And so Rachel was like, I'm not going to just like wear my pajamas. Like I'm going to wear like kind of.
She's not going to wear like her old high school t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. District Gyps. Go Dyke. But she's not going to wear just like a.
Her whatever. Charcoal face mask. Yeah.
And, so she just wore like basically like a set, just like a sweatshirt and pants set. Like, oh yeah, it's kind of pajamas. But she was like, there were just teachers just straight up wearing like their PJs with a bra, basically.
Just like, dude, it is a little like
I would rather someone see me naked than in my pajamas. If someone comes over early, like maybe we have someone come over early that's like working for us or 9 a.m. and I'm not quite prepared, like I have bedhead and I have on like a hoodie, I'd be like, you're basically seeing my butt. Like it's so intimate. It's so like, oh, like when you walk into you're staying with family for the holidays and like, I don't know, grandma comes out and her wet shower hair and you're like, oh, were we in there together? That's what it feels like. Like this is intimate.
It's kind of like when you like sleep on a bunk like 2 feet away from someone and then you wake up and see them.
Yeah. And you're like, whoa.
And then you all share the same shower.
Yeah.
And then you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
On a tour bus.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Were you saying something? Am I tie? What do you think? Would you wear your pajamas to school?
Yeah, I feel like maybe 10 years ago, I still would have been like, oh yeah, like a cute set or whatever. But yeah, I feel like I would feel really weird about that now. Like a true pajama set. Like I don't even feel comfortable, with extended family. Walking out in like a true pajama set.
Yeah, like, didn't you make fun of her? You called her like a, what'd you call her pajamas? I've seen it in something. I forgot what you compared them to.
Which the, well, you are
like
we talking?
To, you like to call them like little boys' clothes.
Yeah. Sometimes she's matching our male toddlers' outfits.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just never know if she's going to come out looking like Sofia Vergara or a little boy. Like it's
like with a little collared kind of like yeah.
Yeah. She'll go out. There's like a lace all over. I'm like, what are we doing? She's like, what? It's nothing. I go, okay. It's confusing.
It should be very clear what.
No, you, plenty of times you come out on this wild thing and you're like, don't touch me. I'm exhausted. Okay. It's confusing.
Wild thing. I mean, it does. I am not one of those people. Some people are like, I only wear sets or I only wear old t-shirts or I am kind of all over the map. But you just never know. But once again, I've said before, if you don't like my pajamas, you can buy me some new ones.
Okay. Tell me your size.
You don't know my size?
Tall.
Tall. Oh, big and tall.
Big and tall. Yeah, you have to go to a special store. It's called
Big and Tall. I'll DM like a WNBA player. I'm like, where do you get the stuff?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Do you guys have any Kurt's opinions today?
Yes.
Oh, please.
I do. Keep us going. My Kurt's opinion this week is... When texting, you never need to text the word "hmm." People like to do this sometimes, and I'll tell you who likes to do it: me. Sometimes calling myself out.
Good.
I notice myself. I'm like,
keep yourself accountable.
What am I doing? Texting "hmm" and then ...
Let me think about that.
Because I am thinking, like, huh?
Pondering, loading.
Yeah.
Answer loading.
Yeah, we could do that. Like, I don't need the "hmm." We're texting.
You're just trying to keep up with AI a little bit. If you chat GPT, they'd be like, good point. Let me think about that.
Would you like me to say it again, but in a more constructive way?
Yes, be a robot.
But maybe... But aren't there times where you want to let them know that you are thinking about it, you aren't just ignoring them, but you don't really have an answer yet? But I guess you could just say, like, let me think on it.
I think that's what some people do to me, and that's what drives me nuts. When I ask them a question, and they just, I'm waiting for a reply. Okay, I see they're typing, and it just comes back, That's it?
Good question. So you guys have some insecurities with your texting, your emailing? Because it's been good. I finally gave up
a couple years ago. You're emotionless.
I go, hey. Sometimes it creeps in my head. You're like, was it too blunt? Do I need exclamation in there? No, I'm just saying.
I don't think about it at all, to be honest.
There's only one person I have anxiety with, and they're in the room with this. I get a little anxiety texting.
So this is my point. I'm like, it's just too blunt. I need to throw a smiley in there or something.
No, because I know what your exclamation point on or your question mark is. Like, hey, are you going to answer this? Like, I promised I am going to answer it, but like, I am doing something right now.
Oh, you need to say hmm.
And sure, there. Sure.
Yeah, you need some hmms.
Yeah, I think a hmm would be good right there on my end. So
yeah, maybe a gif like of a guy scratching his chin, something like that to keep me off your back. Dude, that's good. I'm an over communicator. Just let me know. Let me know what's going on. Some of these dudes. I talk about this a lot. We had another. I've got these guys I like to hang out with, and me and my two buddies. We're gonna go to the Chiefs game. We need to talk.
Oh
about.
Wait, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the guy. One buddy goes, I got off work early. I'm already at the restaurant we're meeting at. I'll be here until further notice. You know, he sent a little picture of him enjoying an ice cold beer, watching whatever was on the TV, enjoying himself. I said, all right. About an hour later, I go, all right, I'm coming. He's like, yeah, please come over. I'm coming. And then I get there. I go, where are you? And he's like, I'm at my house. And I go back. He's like, well, I said come over. I was like, but you said I'm gonna be here until you arrive, and then come over was supposed to be like cha-ching, he left for his house. And the next guy, so he sees this, and we do text, like, my buddy's like, okay, I'll come right back, and he meets me there. He lived down the street. And then the next buddy, he's like, on the way, and he goes to the house instead of the restaurant. And my other friend's like, I don't know why I didn't. I sent a text that said come straight here, and I look back and it said STCH, just straight to Charlie Hooper's. And I was like, what kind of, no one knows what that means.
What?
I was like, why is this so confusing, guys? Three guys meet a restaurant. It shouldn't be this difficult. Maybe we should have had more
Let me think about what STCH means.
Not sure what that means. But I was at the Chiefs game. Shout out the Chiefs for having me. Wow. So fun. Go Chiefs. Really bummed Jane Daniels is out. Our opponent's quarterback is out. So we're like, easy win. But I was getting a lot of DMs. People like, did Jake get a ticket? Where was Jake? Did he come through?
It looked like we were on complete opposite ends of each other.
You were there, though.
Opposite corner.
It worked out.
We made it in, hooked it up with a great great parking pass. That was like the most clutch thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just showing the guy we're here, and he's like, oh, you're up here. And then people would just keep waving you closer and closer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I never parked close to anything like that before. And we got like club level access with our parking pass. Our seats weren't even there, but the parking pass let us be indoors. Ran into a recty. Actually, while I was indoors. Cool. Yeah. Forget her name, but she came up to me. She's like, Jake Triplett, I'm a recty. Shook hands, kissed her on the mouth, and went on my way. Yeah.
Do the customary recty greeting. Okay, so, because you were texting the guy, what, like day of? He's like, you got your tickets at Will Call? What happened?
So Scott, the other Friday pickleball guy who's come with me, he texted me. I was in Vegas this past weekend, and so he texted me on probably like Saturday. It was like, so the email come through yesterday? And I was like, oh man, I completely forgot about that. I'm looking, no email yet. And so I was like, all right, I'll text him tomorrow, I guess.
Text him again, man.
And then luckily I woke up to a text, not from my middleman, but from the Chiefs tight end, from Noah Gray himself, Sunday morning. He texted me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He texted me. Hey, this is Noah G.
Did he mention me?
Not really. Not directly.
Hey, this is Noah G. What's up, Jake? Love Trey's videos, by the way. He doesn't say it.
FanDuel partner, streamer of the year, creator of the year.
Yeah.
He's like, here's the link, here's your tickets, here's your parking pass, yada, yada. I was like, thanks.
I got a follow from one of the old linemen after the game. I think you saw me up in the stands or something.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Were you cheering pretty loud?
Yeah.
Were you wearing red?
Yeah.
I bet he noticed you.
Pretty loud.
Which old lineman?
Richter. Richter. I think he might be a backup.
Andy Richter. He's on Dancing with the Stars. You're getting your two sports confused.
Yeah.
Do I swear that's his last name? Is Richter still in it? No way, right?
We actually watched last night. Still in it.
He's still in it?
Yeah.
Who went home? This isn't a spoiler. This is after. Who went home?
Yeah, this is like 2 weeks old. The girl who has the broken rib. She wasn't even there. She was in the hospital, so they kicked her out.
Wait, who had
she didn't even dance?
Yeah, she wasn't even there. The guy just danced by himself. So yeah, of course they got kicked out.
Wait, was soft. the pro with the broken rib or the like sleb?
I wasn't expecting follow-up questions. I'll be honest. I was kind of doing a puzzle.
Okay.
While it was on.
Yeah, he was nice trying cozy to see night. How bored he could be one night. It's a thing they do. They board Max once a week.
Board maxing, yeah. Well, the Chiefs game was so stimulating. I was like, I got to do just the opposite of a Chiefs game.
Parent trap lady broke a rib, huh?
Oh.
Something with a rib. She's in the hospital, and they just cut her.
Yeah, well,
she was always, remember her in Parent Trap? She was not cut out for the...
No,
she's always a wimp. Yeah.
Yeah.
She suffered an injury in rehearsal. How do you break your rib doing ballroom dancing? Not, I'm sure it's a tougher
than
it looks.
They do get thrown around.
You know, what else happened in last night's episode? One of the girls, the pro dancer girl, elbowed Efron in the nose and like broke his nose during rehearsal. And so he's like, you know, has to go to the hospital or whatever. And I looked out, I was like, this girl is perfect for this because she's an amazing dancer, she's attractive, and she's so emotional. She's in tears, bawling, like 2 days later. I can't believe I did that. I'm like, oh my gosh. You can't be bawling about this 2 days later.
It's probably his fault for getting in the way of your elbow. You're the dancer.
She's been doing it for 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never do that show. Not that I'm remotely close to doing it, but if my partner busted my nose while we were ballroom dancing, I would have a viral meltdown. Oh my God, are you kidding me? What are you doing? What are we doing? We're doing the cha-cha and I'm bleeding. That would be the...
Did it's you like just when you're hear me though? Your toddler, it would probably be your fault.
You're playing with your toddler and he goes rogue and like slams in your head and you're like, oh that hurts so bad. What am I doing? Puzzle finished?
No, I think we'll finish it tonight though.
Okay, how many pieces?
1,000.
Tell them about our night last night.
Ooh.
Guys, I don't want to hear about all this.
Oh, there was a blanket involved.
Oh, guys.
No, the back patio.
I'm going to earmuff
the fire. Watch our Black Rabbit. We watched the whole show. You got to watch it on Netflix.
I watched the first episode. I wasn't under a blanket though.
Well, we were under a black weighted Lola blanket.
Yeah, we did.
We matched our blanket to the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Watch the Black Mirror.
The back patio, it's kind of cold. We get bundled up, fire. It's like,
it's the weighted one. And it was
super warm.
That does sound really cozy.
I mean, it was a great experience.
Lola Blankets. You've heard us talk about it before. Proud sponsor. We love Lola Blankets. We have 5 in our house now. They're unbelievable.
We've gifted them both to both of our moms. We love them.
They make weighted blankets, as we mentioned. They make sizes. Their XL is massive. They call it the biggest blanket on the internet. So no more of this, especially if you want to split. You know, we're so in love. We're married. And you could fit it. We're both 6'6", so it like works really well for us.
Yeah, that's nice.
They have matching pillows now. Hello. They look amazing and save when bundling. They're the softest, most unbelievable blanket. And we have a great, great deal for you all. You all.
Y'all.
What did I have a stroke?
Give the gift of softness this holiday season with Lola Blankets. For a limited time, our listeners are getting a huge 40% off their order at lolablankets.com. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout. Head to lolablankets.com and use code CORRECTOPINIONS for 40% off. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Tell them that Correct Opinions sent you.
40% off.
This is a great gift, truly. Great gift for someone.
I did almost have an altercation with a stranger. This is one of my favorite hobbies.
Okay. At the Chiefs game?
Yes. I love it because I'll never ever start anything. But if you come at me and me and my buddies are ready. We're being escorted in. This is so nice. You know, some women, they're like, we'll meet you and escort you in. I'm kind of like, you don't have to do that. But this nice girl, shout out Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
You met her?
Yeah.
Talked to her?
Yeah. Nice girl.
She's like the new gal.
You want to get in with Trinity.
Is our old friend not there anymore?
She's not. Where's she? Oh, she told me where she left. Anyway, so she walks me in. It's like right to the row. If this is your row, thank you. So me and my buddy start shimmy, you know, do this shimmy down the row. Shimmy, shimmy. And we kind of pause, you know, there's like a blank spot of seats. We kind of pause. And like, as I'm looking down to confirm the seat number, you know, you're just the most classic white middle America, 65-year-old man. Those are your seats. He does we turn around like, whoa, okay, I'm working on it. Like, I just got here.
I just got escorted here.
And he's just like not hearing. He's like, those aren't your seats. You tell he gets off on this. Like, we're up in the fancy club. And so we were just down the row a bit. And then the guy sitting there, they start shooting down the row. It's like, guys, these are our seats. And so I don't know. I really, in my head, I thought it was nice. I was just trying to be like, time out. Like, guys, give me a second. We're not stealing your seats.
How far off were you from your right seat?
It was
seat?
Just like, she walked us on the... probably wrong side of the road. Oh, so it's like the very other end. So we kept shimmying more. And they're like, okay. So we went and grabbed like a bite. And it's the classic when you're like, all right, we're going back to the seats. And we said, let's go. Instead of going the right way, let's go the same way and shimmy by them. Let's shimmy by them and see. And so we're prepared for them to be total jerks. And then they walk by and they pat us like, sorry, man. And then we're like, okay.
Hey, love that new orange iPhone, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know the backup lineman, dude? Do you know Noah Gray? Does your friend know Noah Gray? I can tell. Yeah.
Dude, I thought of you. I went to a pickleball tournament, so that's why. But I took a lot of photos with the new orange iPhone this weekend. So it's more out there than I originally thought. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you. It is
out
there.
I haven't seen another one.
Yeah, they are.
I don't really leave the house so much, though, so that's probably why.
What's your correct opinion, Katie?
My correct opinion is that meal prep is just leftovers. Right? And people are like,
wow, yeah.
Meal prep is like,
wow, really, they've rebranded leftovers.
It's like really hyped up and like it makes you feel like you're so on top of it and like so healthy and stuff. And those are all true things. But if you just say, actually, let's just have what we had yesterday, the next couple of days, you don't feel those things. You're just kind of like, oh, I guess we're just having these. But it's the same thing.
This is good. Growing up, my mother said, hey, you remember that meal we had yesterday? We're having the leftovers from it for the next 4 days. I would have emancipated.
Wow.
Yeah. You better make another fresh batch of something in that crock pot, mommy. I'm not having queso soup for the week.
You really demanded fresh meals. You wouldn't eat leftovers as a child?
Oh, I'm like any normal child. No one child wants leftovers.
Yeah, I'm still kind of like.
Of course, they made me do it. I was always like, ugh.
I love fresh. Leftovers.
Our toddler literally would say, I want fresh mac and cheese. He says that. Yeah. We've tricked him because I do the leftovers good. No one likes leftovers.
I like leftovers.
I don't mind eating the leftovers once they're on my plate, but like the getting them out and they stink to high heaven. I don't care what they are. They smell awful cold. And then you got to warm them up. Like, I didn't quite warm up all the way. All right, stir it up a little again. Warm up again. Take another cold bite. It's still a little cold.
Okay, a paper towel on top. Yeah. The splatter, that's annoying. It won't splatter. Oh, it splattered a whole bunch.
Yeah, I don't like that whole process.
Mm. Some things are a real Thanksgiving soups. Some things are a real joy leftover, but I accidentally threw away, it was just like ground chicken meat. Like, yeah, I'll put this in a thing. And I opened it and I go, oh gosh, this has gone bad. And then I realized I had cooked it earlier that day. Yeah. It was so gross to me already. I was like, yeah. This has to be, this was hidden in here for weeks. And then it occurred to me, I was like, oh, I like that take.
Yeah.
Meal prepping is a sad life. These people eat the same meal. I can't imagine. I've tried to do it like twice.
I truly, it would be fine with me, but I'm not.
Do it.
Okay.
You say this. Do you do it?
No, because I don't want a meal prep.
We get those, microwavable meals sent to us.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm not wanting that today. You're more picky about it than I am.
It's because they're honestly, my everyday food, I like it to be a little simpler. I don't need some Cajun spicy meal for my lunch every day. You know?
We should eat the same lunch then, because I think what I'm eating is what you want.
Yeah.
Like, yes, there's veggies, but it's nothing crazy.
Yeah, I want vegetables. I honestly, half the time I skip the microwave and I just do like an egg bagel sandwich.
Okay. Go crazy, Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, that's kind of like a Great Depression kind of meal right there. Some days I'll just do a can of beans over an open fire.
Over some rice, sure.
My correct opinion is that consultants are the realtors of the corporate world. Consultants are to corporate America what realtors are to the real estate market. What are they doing?
Yeah, it's just an easy way to make money.
They're all making money. What are they doing? No one knows. They can't possibly explain it to you what they're doing. And you know they're doing more than you think. But you go, I got that. I sent you the link to the house, and then I told you what to say to them for the price, and then you did it.
And I found the house originally on Zillow.
Yeah. Then they go, well, you know, there's the paperwork. Contracts and the thing, and I knew the inspection and consultants, they just go into places and they say, yeah, just, I'm confused by it because a consultant's our age and they go in, they help this huge company like do better at their company. But what does this guy know? He's our age.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think it's essentially just like,
do we need a consultant here?
Yes, we do.
Is that what we're missing?
We brought in a consultant. We bring in consultants all the time, right? We bring in someone, a handyman. We bring in a house cleaner. See, this
no knowledge what a consultant is. Me neither.
Yeah, I just asked ChatGPT, like, say I hired a consultant for Friday Pickleball. What would they do? And I'm not liking what I'm seeing. It's a lot of corporate mumbo jumbo. It feels like what every business, you know, build a 12 to 24 month growth roadmap. Prioritizing high ROI initiatives.
Yeah.
Create dashboards for KPI tracking across content and commerce.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
systematize, got it. Yeah, help pronounce systematize. Systematize content calendars, campaign structures, and funnel track. It sounds like it wants to make your job way more boring and just way more corporate.
Yeah. Said maybe they introduce some new KPIs. You ever heard of these? People love KPIs. What are our
benchmarks?
What's
in
our
KPIs?
Churn rate due to the correct opinions? Are we running off? Are we keeping laughs, yawns per minute?
We gotta get those down. Let's get those Q4. Down. Come on, it's Christmas season.
Hey, one easy fix. I'm a consultant. $400 an hour. It would help if one of your hosts wasn't literally falling asleep during the recording. They're so big. Just do them. Just embrace them. Because it's when you're trying to stop them, it looks like you're throwing up.
I told you before we came down here today that I was or I guess it's the weather. I'm just like extra sleepy today.
Oh, okay.
Weather's been gross.
Oh, then that's totally fine. I think most jobs anywhere, like you get it. Look at the weather.
It's windy.
I'm going to be falling asleep at the meeting. Of course.
Yeah. Why do you think teachers do like movie time or something?
Hungover.
Oh, no.
Man, a consultant sounds boring.
I mean, a lot of my friends are consultants.
So many acronyms.
A lot of my friends were consultants. Let me say that. Were.
Create SOPs. What do you think SOPs stands for?
SOPs, son of a.
It is funny because I definitely interviewed for some of these jobs. You SOP. And in hindsight, I would have hated it so much.
Yeah, they have a no yawning policy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to.
Would I have to work on sleepy days?
Yeah.
If usually it was like raining all those days where it's raining all day.
So you're saying I had to like leave my house.
Wow. So are you going to go to more Chiefs games? You feel like you're in? You got to start texting this guy? Ask him to double date maybe?
I'm glad you brought that up. So I sent him a follow-up text on, you know, Tuesday, yesterday.
Smart.
Took a selfie at the game.
Reader. You know who that is?
Yeah, yeah. I figured that's personally? Who you were talking about. No, not personally, but I knew that's who you were talking about.
Now Jake just knows all the Chiefs players. Funny, you text him too, right?
Okay, you sent a follow-up. This is good, man.
And he
hey man, had great catch out there.
And he out exclamation marked me. Rarely do I get out exclamation marked.
Wait.
Okay, I let him fly. I don't even have like, you know.
Three?
Let's see. Had a blast last night, man. Thanks again.
Exclamation point.
Yeah. If you ever need pickleball paddles, let me know.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. He went, let's go, man. There's one. Appreciate y'all coming. There's two. Glad you had a good time. That's three. It sounds good, brother. There's four. Will do. There's five. Really appreciate that. There's six. If there's anything I'll need, don't hesitate to reach out. There's seven.
That was the most bro text I think I've ever heard in my life.
I also...
minus exclamation points. It was just like a bunch of phrases that kind of meant nothing, just kind of like piled up.
I'll tell you... Yes, I agree with you. I'll tell you what doesn't mean nothing. An NFL player... saying, if there's anything y'all need, don't hesitate to reach out.
You think he meant that?
I don't know. I feel like if you're in that position, people are reaching out a lot. I would be very hesitant who I say, yeah. Hey, if you're in anything, reach out. Yeah. I'm the NFL. I'm not saying that to people.
Yeah, that's you just, fair.
I'm going to cash that in someday.
You just send like a link to like a Google Doc. Like, here it is. Here's the request. Take us to every week. Reservations to Mahomes Steakhouse. Take us to Taylor Swift when that happens again. A dinner with Andy Reid would be nice.
If you could knock out a few of these KPIs, that'd be great.
10-minute set at the next big slick.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wow, you're in. That's pretty cool. I feel pretty in too. I made the Instagram carousel post of Russell Dickerson's latest Instagram.
Did you?
We both did.
It was a group pick of us. I was like, it was like life lately, like family, shows, career, us.
So it wasn't just a KC recap.
No.
This was life lately. How many photos in the carousel?
10?
Yeah, probably 10.
Like, not 20.
Out of 10 is pretty good for you guys. Good job.
Pretty good.
I must like you guys.
Yep.
Speaking of which, we hung out with them, had a show here, and they came on the podcast. You're going to hear them shortly. Russell Dickerson and his wife, Kaylee. We go way back, and you'll hear about it on the podcast, but I met him. We played the same night as Springfield, Missouri. We ran over there after the show, hung out, became close, quick friends. And they came to our house. He left his bro shaker bottle.
Good.
The next day he texted me, said, bro, I left that. I said, bro, all good, exclamation point. I'll send it back to you, exclamation point. Send me an address, exclamation point. We sent it back to him, so I know where he lives.
Great.
If you guys
he did
to,
on
we'll
purpose.
We'll tell you his address on the Patreon.
Yep, that was a leap behind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy.
We just had the best time. We went. Great show. It's so funny.
So fun.
Because it's fun. It's so fun to watch live entertainment when you do it, and just like comedy versus concert. Like he's the man, right? Like I get off stage and I have DMs like nice clown shoes or something, you know. And he's the coolest guy in the room.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he's obviously a singer-songwriter. He's got cute songs about how great his wife is. So he's like, my wife's actually here tonight. Man, she's the most amazing woman I've ever met. Oh.
I mean, and I'm like, doting
my wife won't let me sing a fart song about her. Isn't that crazy?
It's a very different energy. Yeah.
And it's great. Katie's the one for me because Katie was all, she was honestly like, I think this is like too much for me. She's like, I like our thing. I'm more comfortable with you making fun of me. They're both so nice. And then we hung out after the show a bit and tried to hang. We were like, we're going to go. He's like, what? We're going to the place, the lounge. Like, okay. You know, apparently we got to get up early. It's pushing midnight. And we went. And, you know, he's so busy, the whole crew and everything. We went and sat down at this bar. We each ordered a drink. About 15 minutes go by. I was like, I don't think he's there even on their way. And so,
yeah.
Some bartender went back and was like, who are these for?
We just left. We paid for them.
Yeah, we paid for them and left. So hopefully someone enjoyed that night. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they were given to someone.
But enjoy this conversation. They're awesome. Go see Russell on tour. He puts on an amazing show. And follow Kaylee, too. She's a bit of a creator herself.
All right.
She is. They're awesome.
So enjoy this episode, this interview with the Dickersons. Hey, do you bought anything new recently? You love credit cards.
I do. It's like, yeah, money is kind of mythical to me.
What are your top three favorite things in life?
In life. Money, credit cards. Number one, Cash App.
Nice. Proud sponsor, wow. Cash App.
It doesn't even feel like an ad.
No. Just what's an ad now? And don't skip ahead because she's going to say her fourth and fifth favorite things, and that'll surprise you too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cash App, it's more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you get tons of perks without hidden fees. This is a game changer for me, the card, because you always think, you know, the big card companies. Cash App card is freaking awesome. Think early access to concert pre-sales. Hello, Sabrina Carpenter. You get discounts on everyday purchases.
That's who you mention?
Tate McRae, maybe.
Tate McRae.
Oh.
I use that one too, yep. Okay. Everyday purchases at brands you're probably spending money on already. It also keeps your money safe by automatically flagging suspicious transactions, letting you lock in your card instantly if it's ever lost or stolen.
Katie, your fourth and fifth favorite things.
My husband and my children.
Wow. Oh. Guys, don't skip ahead. She's going to tell us our sixth here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if you use the code CashApp10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. That is CashApp10 as you're in your profile when you sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days, you'll get $10. Sixth favorite?
When you get free money, like when you get $5 sent to you by a friend.
Bingo.
Money and family. That's all Katie's about. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Discounts and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dickersons are here.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for being here.
Honored. Wow. Thanks for coming. Kansas City.
Yeah, baby.
What'd you do today? Almost got a hold in one.
Woke up. on the bus at Mission Hills Golf Course. Mm-hmm. And on 7, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, I was about a foot and a half from a hole in one.
Wow. Mission Hills. People, the locals, if there's any out there, like I can't step foot on there.
No?
You knew somebody. Yeah. That's like the real, real old money.
Ritzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I didn't know that. No, my buddy that we went to college with, his brother's a member there. And
Finance bros.
See,
that adds up.
You're over here about a mile that way is Mission Hills. Mm-hmm. And they get real crazy over there.
Yeah.
This is where all the influencers live.
Yeah.
I'm the only one.
That has to be crazy. Your neighbors are like, what do you do?
It's
a mix of.
What did that kid say to you? No, it said to Jake.
We learned through the grapevine. Jake, our co-host, is usually here. He's out of town. He was like, I was talking to this other guy who said, he was talking to a 15-year-old kid who said he was your neighbor. Do you know a 15-year-old kid? I'm like, I don't know. You've seen him across the street. And he's like, well, anyway, he was completely trashing you, saying, yeah, they're doing weird stuff. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Like cameras in their basement.
Yeah.
Just lighting.
Sometimes he has a wig on. I don't know. Yeah.
So like there's a couple, like we have one neighbor who's like a big fan and she like, I haven't met her yet. She's like scared of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another neighbor who's like, what in the world's going on?
Yeah. I can just imagine your neighbors watching you do your like fall girly videos.
We did. We had to go.
Yeah. Like just,
yeah. Dude, I was just joking. I'm about to wrap up because I'm the fall girl guy. And so I just did.
Fall girl guy.
I just wrapped up. It's a good problem to have, but I had like 7 brand deals where they all were like, on their own, were like, could you just do the fall girl with our product? So I was I've just been screaming her all of October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad to be here.
So good.
Be myself. So it's great to see y'all.
You too, brother.
Yeah, it's been so we met and hung out. She was first time for Katie seeing y'all.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 of us hung out in Springfield, Missouri.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a night.
I feel like you had just had a baby.
Yeah. I raced over and saw your last like 2 songs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Had she just had a baby? There was something.
Yeah.
Ooh, close.
I was in Oklahoma. Beginning
or you were like about to have.
She has the mom brand. I don't know.
It was beginning of last year, right? Or end of last
year. Yeah, it was beginning of last year. I think I was in Oklahoma because that's when someone took my bag at the airport.
Yes, something happened. Yeah. Yes, that happened.
And, I remember. Or no, let me rephrase. I took someone else's bag.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, and we were hanging on your bus. Vibes. And you got blown up.
Yeah, because your number was on the suitcase that got left there.
My unknown number at midnight. So I'm finally like, I guess I answer. And like, you have my bag, you have my bag. And I was just like, hey. Oh.
I remember there was a debacle of sorts. Either you were in labor or that happened. And that's what happened.
It was.
Dude, what's funny is Nate Bargatze is the guy in the Nashville airport that says, hey, it's Nate Bargatze. Make sure you check your bags because they all look alike.
I didn't.
Nailed it.
I didn't.
That's a good person.
That's funny.
Really?
That's all right.
But I remember we were on the bus and I remember this. We were talking to this girl and we went on speaker because we were, you know, we were having fun. We had a couple of beers. We were like, it's like, it's Russell Dickerson. And she was like, I don't know who you guys are. Just give me my bag. Yeah.
She was probably like, this is the weirdest experience I had with them. Wrong bag.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
Just need my toothbrush.
Please. Yeah.
But we're back. We're excited. Mm-hmm. We got a sitter and everything. We're
coming.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the show.
Coming to the show tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be great.
It's going to be great. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how's it been? Have you been on most of the, on the road mostly still?
Somewhat. Somewhat. It's a little, it's been a little different this year because we didn't do a family bus this year. Mm-hmm. And so I've been mixed staying home with the kids and then coming on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're kidless. I was going to say parentless. We also don't have our parents with us. We also don't have our kids with us.
Very good.
So that's weird. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been bringing the kids with you or?
No.
Okay.
We used to. I mean, it's a growing pains year. Mm-hmm. It's like we had to hire a bunch of new people, but can't afford a 3 buses. It's expensive.
Kind of a lot,
So, had to hire like 4 new people. So I brought my band over to my bus.
Okay.
And you can't put kids in the bunk. Alley
we will not do that to them.
Yeah. The band guys.
Yeah. No one ever does that.
Yeah. Like our 4-year-old, well, he's 5. Our 5-year-old used to. Just classic story of bus. It's just like he would wake up and it was like, Mommy, I pooped.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, I can't put my band in that scenario.
How old were your kids when they were on the bus?
Probably up until it was 4, I guess. 4 and like newborn, 1-ish.
So that was part of it too. If they were both like, Remy totally could do it right now. As a 5-year-old, he's got it. He's like a little touring pro.
Mm-hmm.
But even Rad will like wake up and he's 2. So
they
need to be probably north of 3 to have other people around.
Recently kind of discovered that as well.
We took Remy when he was like 18 months to Europe, and that was a grave error.
Yeah.
I did not sleep for 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
Because the time change. In the double-decker buses, you can fit, 18 people on there?
Oh, no.
And they put the zip bunk in the middle of all the bunks. Oh. So like...
Yeah, Europe buses are crazy.
Yeah.
Double-decker.
I've never
heard of
that.
He'd wake up singing the wheels on the bus at the top of his lungs at 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then he's like asleep when everyone else comes on. So they're tiptoeing to not wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. So bad decision.
Any noise he made, I was like, and I would jump in his bunk and snuggle him and try and get it. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had
Never again.
We had the 2 kids on the bus for 3 nights with the crew. Because I was thinking, 2 buses. And you look at the price and stuff and you're like, okay, I love my family, but it's like a whole other bus for 4 nights. It's like, we got to make this worth it.
Sprinter van.
So you have time. Yeah. Team, we're going to try it. All right. Just give me 2 nights on the bus. That's all it was. And they did pretty good, but it is. You're just like running towards
the bus. You don't sleep well. Yeah.
I slept in the bunk with my 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you're not sleeping and you need to be rested.
And he was. Yeah. I feel like that was We were so tired after that. It was just like, I don't know.
It was like, Trey, you're on stage in 10 minutes. And like, mm-hmm. that was like the moment I was done parenting for the day. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, no. There's a reason other people don't take their kids to work.
Yeah, that is.
You know, but yeah. for some reason, we feel like we should.
Yeah, right. We probably, the best thing was
kids and board meetings.
So we brought our nanny with us, and she was on the bus with them while they were sleeping. And at the end of the night, we walk on, and like the other guys had got on before us, and we heard Thomas like yell out. And so we like run back there. His head was poking out of like the junk bunk. Mm. So the bunk that all the bags are on. And we're just like, did they throw all their bags on you? How did you get in there?
A few hours into sleeping, I guess, like, he walked out and found another bed and was like in the middle of luggage.
Like all the luggage. Like,
yeah, this one. Yeah. This we one like, is it.
Oh my gosh. So... I guess didn't care, but yeah.
Babies, man.
Anyway, I saw you have a few more dates, then you have a break or something?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of a break. Yeah. This is like the last full weekend. We got a couple shows end of November. But yeah, this is like the end of WrestleMania. It's kind of sad.
Mm. Wow. Well,
it's been a year. Until next year.
Okay.
2026.
Until 30 more times.
Yeah. He was gone for 12 days last week. Mm-hmm. Like,
we've been getting after
it. Got back
on
Sunday.
Yeah. We've been getting after it.
That was a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But like, that's what we, you know, it's just like, what we do. Yeah.
Tough, man.
Yeah.
Away from the family.
That was a tough
days.
One. Mm-hmm. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
It was a long time.
Yeah, and it was like all Seattle and Canada. Otherwise, we would have like popped by to see him somehow.
Yeah, those cities are gross.
Anyway. But I was like, it was just like 5 hours on a plane with two kids. I'm like, I love you so much, but no.
Yeah.
We'll see you when you get back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for FaceTime, you know? Makes it feel not so bad.
It does help a lot.
That does help a lot.
Do you ever think about that? How people used to tour and like use pay phones? Do you ever think about
and
that?
And paper maps? I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
And pay phones.
I think that's my Roman Empire, is how people used to have to like stay in touch via pay phone.
Yeah, you'd be like, nobody knew. Maybe talking to my
kids. There's a reason none of those marriages lasted.
Yeah,
there's a very real reason.
Yeah.
They never saw each other, talked to each other.
The operator could have connected me to any home in America.
Right.
Actually.
I remember growing up, we had this old woman who called us relentlessly, and there's no caller ID, there's no blocking a number.
Mm.
And we just, every day she'd be like, is Karen Kennedy there? It's like, you got the wrong Karen Kennedy. Every day for months. That used to be a problem.
That happened to y'all, and now she lives in our neighborhood.
Sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Same last name. So like, it was two sisters, and boys would always be like, I forget, Millie, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? You're not my dad.
But then we moved to Nashville. I mean, we lived in our neighborhood.
Oh yeah,
now
we're neighbors.
And she literally was like on the street corner one day, and she was like, "You live here?" From his little hometown, same girl.
Wow.
Dude, I'm just fighting every urge.
Oh.
No, there is it. Right there.
ADHD is alive and well.
Yeah.
For it. That's why it came unglued, because we just do that.
Yeah.
Are y'all Nashville? Y'all in Franklin?
We're not gonna say.
Oh yeah. We're yes. Downtown.
We're a mile from Mission Hills. I was like, are you supposed to say that?
Yeah. You know, at some point that'll ruin it, but I've never had an issue. Do you get that type of fandom?
Yes.
Not by the house.
We get Christmas cards.
Yeah, but
and
not
it's
people
very
like
unsettling.
Dry.
We have gotten mail like twice.
That was only the wedding registry. So that you're not careful. I mean, that's like you're just like, I guess someone gave us a spatula, sick.
Yeah.
Like, it was that wasn't exactly.
They found your wedding.
It was something just
out there, right?
Yeah.
So they
but
looked
I
it up.
Hid the address. It was but like
the not.com.
Yeah, it's a big fan. And I think it's, I forgot what it was.
Yeah, it was a like time, a, it like truly was like a spatula or something. Yeah. Yeah.
And now you think of them every time.
Yeah. So,
wait, but yeah, you don't, do you get that? I just feel like as
we do get mail. Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard. I mean,
because I know I have a couple of friends that are like female influencers or female. And they get harassed.
I bet.
I just don't like it when he's gone. You know, like I don't. But overall, like your fans aren't weird. They're really cool people. But we've scrubbed ours now. And like any house we've bought is under like a trust that you can't find us anymore.
Yep.
Like we've done as much as you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But people.
It more so like starts to spread around the hood.
That's exactly.
Oh, it's impossible. You're just someone's just like, that's like, their house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've had creepy stuff, but in a nice way. Like we were on a plane once, me and her, a dude came up. He's like, what's up guys? I actually, y'all live in the White House on Dunn Street. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I live like a few doors down. It's a sick house. And that was our old house. And I was just like, well, it's harmless. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I got text one day. A guy was like, yo, dude, big fan. Just trying to do you a solid. I just texted you straight up because I found this on like whitepages.com.
No.
So maybe, like, maybe.
He's like, don't delete it. Big fan, dude. And I was like,
wasn't that such a cool, nice, thanks. Nice text?
I deleted it. I just could look it up. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's trying to get me to change my number, but I I've had the same one since like seventh grade.
He's afraid people think and he's changed. And I'm like, no.
You don't get texts, do you?
Yes.
Oh, you're starting?
I mean, not a lot. But
how
like,
are they finding it?
Well, I did get a text a couple weeks ago that said, great show, Trey.
Just from random.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the first one I've gotten in like a year.
That's
weird
behavior.
And it is a little, as a woman, it would have me scared to death. I'm like, oh,
that's the only thing. Whatever, it's unsettling, I think.
Yeah.
When you're like, luckily, we have like
there
a lot
was
of
a recent one though. It was like, hey, I found this on Google. Now that you say that, he was like, he or she, I'm like, it's probably not legit, but I just found this on Google. And
are you Googling this?
What if I just found it like immediately? Probably. And they, it's fine, it's whatever. He's looking. Well, I'm lucky too because my name isn't, I have my legal name is not Trey.
Mm.
So I get a little.
I don't have that luxury.
Yeah, he didn't.
I could have changed.
Maybe you do. Maybe
he didn't pick Dickerson. I could have taken the.
Yeah, I chose a phallic last name just for
the brand.
For the
stage.
Honestly,
when we got married, we were doing like hashtag Dickerson wedding, and it was banned. Like I couldn't click on.
I think a lot of earlier in my career, they had to like. I mean, that word is banned.
Yeah.
On TikTok, it's banned on. So I would be so much bigger if I didn't have Dick in my last name.
Should
have
just changed.
You can bleep
name.
That out.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
You bleep this. Do you know an Emery? Dang, dude. I thought I was about to be my sister. Some other
Emery Dickerson.
It was like Russell Dickerson related to. There's probably no.
Nah, yeah, no.
And he's coming for him.
No. Okay, good. That's good. Good news.
Good. Anyway. All right. Since last saw you, you released a bunch of music.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the one. Is that your biggest song ever happened to me?
Or is this big? It's on the way.
On the way. Mm-hmm. Will be.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. No idea. I mean, nobody on my team. Great song, dude. Definitely going on the record. We'll play it live. It'll be great. But like, as soon as we started teasing it, like, it was just crazy.
So y'all didn't even, as a team and stuff, you're like, this is fun. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, like, great.
You're not like.
Cool song.
Yeah.
No, he wrote it like 4 years ago.
Wrote it in 23.
Okay.
2 years ago.
You know.
Wait, and what? You weren't even sure you wanted to put it out? Or like?
No, we would. It just like, as in the site, I knew I wanted it to be on the album, so I had to just wait until I felt like the album was completed and had the songs to do it. And lucky enough, I mean, they were just like, let's put this one out first just to kind of, you know, what do they call it? Massage the algorithm or something. I don't know. But yeah, so I put that out and they're like, all right, cool. I was like, you know, what are we going to tease? What are we going to do? And I just like set up my phone in this hotel gym and just started like, I was like, all right, I'm just going to do every stupid dance move I know.
Mm-hmm.
And my guy edited it all together. It's just like popping around the gym and it's like, boom, 3 million views. I'm like, holy cow.
That's cool.
Like, that's not my numbers.
Yeah.
I don't do those numbers.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, cool. All I have to do is just do stupid dances and probably,
yeah.
So like everywhere I would be, I would just like set it up, do it. So easy. And somehow, some way, like it just caught on to everybody doing the thing and the thing TikTok and the,
That's awesome.
Wild. Yeah.
Which, I think primarily just because of the song, people love the song. It's so good. That's
Crazy.
That's crazy. So what, did I see amphitheaters on the tour?
Yeah. Some arenas, Red Rocks next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that on sale?
That's bug. No.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't even know if that's announced yet, but you heard it here first.
Yeah. Wow, breaking news here.
Solo headlining that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. I mean, we'll have openers and stuff, but crazy.
Bucket list.
And that's what, like, at the beginning of last year, we sat down with our business manager and they were like, We need something. You know, they were like,
time to start gyrating on TikTok. Mm-hmm,
yes. They were like,
that's you were killing it. What do you mean?
I mean, I wouldn't say I was killing it. We were steady. Selling we were tickets, keeping it going. Yeah. And so then, like, they were literally like, hey, you're going to make less than what you're paying one of your employees this year, you know, like, and I was like, I quit. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tour for a whole year anyways.
Yeah.
And then that was like in January. And then that song.
That's insanely stressful.
Yeah.
Wow. What's that like if you don't, cause I think any success I have is chalked up to like, I'm a psychopath and I'm just like, every day everything's going to fall apart. So I better. So it's like, she jokes every few months, like, oh, Katie, let's start packing the bags.
Yeah. It's like, and to be honest, I don't look at our finances at all. So I'm just kind of like, we good? I don't know.
Can I go to Target or?
Because I'm so fortunate as a comedian because I pay like two people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are blessed.
Like, yes.
I get to take home so much more than you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like per, like margins, right? Mm-hmm. And so.
No, but like, and in general.
No.
Dude, I make so much.
Yeah.
Prove it.
The way I said that was like, dude, I make so much more money.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
What I'm saying? He has a whole band and crew and everything.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
But so I get stressed, even though at the end of the day I'm good. Like, what is that stress like on your family?
Big time.
Like, you're like, I might have to get a different career. That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, I mean, not different career. I was like, all right, we're going to have to like,
space, but like,
we're going to have to like do a bunch of shows that we don't want to do. Like, you know, it's going to be like
a grind.
It's about to be a grind, about to be busy when it shouldn't need to be that busy. And then luckily, 1 month later,
good God,
happened to me. Hit out.
Wow.
And so, yeah, big time blessing. Lots. I mean, that one song changed the entire trajectory.
That's what I'm fascinated by. Cause so comedians too, and creators and stuff, you just have the one thing and it could, and you never know. You didn't even know it was the song.
No. Right.
Yeah.
No idea. Edgy. So cool. I was just like, yeah, cool song. Great. Love it. And bam, here we are. Yeah.
Awesome. Really cool. How's that being a mom?
How's it being a mom?
I talked about being a mom.
Come on, you guys talk.
That's the most important though.
You guys contribute something.
I mean, being at home with the kids alone for stints is.
It's a grind.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I feel like this tour, we've kind of like pared back as far as like days. So he tries to only do like 3 nights out, which is not 12. So that sounds like a long
time. That's abnormal.
He's working hard.
But like, we make more money, right? So.
Yeah. Duh.
I was like, duh. One day's gone. You might as well be in Europe.
100,000?
Yeah.
100,000, over 100,000 tickets sold.
Yeah.
I see that.
Come on, Trey.
Are you for real?
Come on, Trey. 19,000 miles traveled.
That was my first ever tour.
Two people paid.
I texted my producer or something. What are these fun stats? I want to make a fun thing. Yeah. I sent it to all the crew. I feel like half the crew was like, why do I care how many miles?
The two people on your payroll.
Yeah.
You guys, what was this? That's my kid's favorite picture.
This whole thing.
He has three hands. All right.
I actually don't.
It's actually embarrassing. Oh, by the way, Katie, what's your mom's biological age?
Oh, yeah. It's...
How many years younger?
I already forgot. Hold on. Let me... It's over 10 years younger.
Okay, let's start over.
Sorry.
You're fine. Wait, Katie, your mom did the... biological age thing.
Yes, she did the function health test. Whoa, and her,
go ahead, say it.
Her age is 10 years younger than her age.
Am I?
Wow.
Is everyone around me? I'm the only one dying.
I mean, we're all dying.
I was the first one to figure it out. 2 years younger. Everyone's dominating me, but she went and got the function health done. They're a proud sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Function health platform, the only health platform that gives data that most people never get. You can test over 100 plus biomarkers, from hormones to toxins to markers to heart health, and it gives you even a biological age. Very exciting. We're all young for our age.
Doing great.
We are.
But it's a game changer. It's so, so easy to do. We've all loved doing it. Our parents, we got them doing it. Lab visits are fast, convenient, and at 2,000 plus locations across the U.S., $499 a year. That's $1.37 per day for advanced health insights. Wait, we have an offer that saves you $100.
It is. I'm looking at my functional dashboard right now, and I swear new things have even popped up since last week. So there's just so many biomarkers. I mean, it's like, it's almost by organ. It's like, here's your heart, here's your kidney, here's your liver.
Very user-friendly platform.
White blood cell count. You can figure that out. Your hsCRP reveals low-grade systemic inflammation. You can figure that out. Cortisol. You name it. Go now. Use our link. Function is a near 360-degree view to see what's happening in your body. And our first 1,000 followers to get $100 to go sign up, get $100 credit toward the membership. FunctionHealth.com/Trey or use gift code TREY100. That's TREY100. 100 at sign up to own your health for $100 credit toward your membership.
I was looking at your podcast, Kaylee. Are you going to do that again?
That's a great question. We'll see. I will eventually. Yes. Yeah, I will. Yeah. Okay. I loved doing it, but we you accidentally started it someone had to make money over here. We accidentally tore our house down.
Y'all are doing big renovations and
stuff? Yeah, I actually have seen that on your stories.
What?
What's up? I told Katie she'd kill it on there.
I am.
So I'm waiting till that's done because I'm actively designing our whole house.
That's a lot.
And writing a book and raising children and touring. So I'm like, I need something. That's why I was admiring what you've got going on in here because what we're going to do is do something that's just more set up in the house. Like, I used to have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
We were coordinating studio space and I was like, I don't.
Yeah.
So no. It'll come back. I just need a house again. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But you're writing a book?
Mm-hmm.
About what?
You're writing a book. Lots of stories of us, honestly.
Okay.
But it's about the Lord, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Just how he just continues to do the impossible, like, you know, backs up against the wall kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, bam.
Yeah.
Watch me whip.
Sick.
Yeah, so that's about really that.
Cool. Awesome.
Have you always wanted to write a book, or did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She just signed a pub deal, though. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't play. You're not just like, I'm writing a book.
I did. I did sign.
It's for real. You have deadlines.
I do. Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. So that's also why there's no podcast, because like any spare
busy.
Second,
yeah,
I have.
I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah, I get it.
Doing that.
Like,
and then also
out
picking
time.
Out tile and grout. And
yeah, that's a lot right now.
Yeah. She does. You have no opinions, or you let her do your thing, or what?
He has more opinions, I think, than people would think.
Yeah. I mean,
I believe in you. I think you do.
Yeah. He's got
I contribute. Well, I just wait until she asks me because, like, I trust your taste top to bottom, no question. And, but it's more so like in the basement, like, what?
Uh-huh.
What's the vibe of the basement going to be? And, like, I'm like, I don't know. Please help me. I don't know.
Man.
But yeah, I will say, yes, no, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he'll send me stuff. He'll be like, make this our life. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm trying. Yeah. But yeah.
White oak everything.
We bought our house in 2019 and fixed up some of it because it was like borderline condemned. It was pretty bad. But we love the lot. We love the neighborhood. And so we did some of it. And then COVID happened. And we're like, never mind. We're not doing the windows and the roof and the siding. And getting the squirrels out of the attic quite yet.
Yeah.
So we lived with it like that until last year.
Okay.
And then we moved out and they got in there. And the framers were like, we in good conscience can't let you build.
Oh, wow.
Like you have to borderline tear the whole thing down.
Wow.
And we kind of knew that going into it. So we didn't take it on until we would be okay if they said that.
No.
So, yeah, it's redoing literally everything, like all the bathrooms, all bedrooms, everything.
Which is like, it's fun.
It is. Honestly, I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah.
It is just, it's the with the book and the touring.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Whew.
What would you say is your, Katie, because we renovated a whole house, not this one. That was like a fun newlywed project.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of, it's sad to see it go. We had kid and then a second kid on the way and it was like a shotgun house downtown. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're city people for life. And then you have no yard with kids. And we're like,
Okay.
Yeah. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
Happy hour does not taste as good as room to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Modern. You said yours taste was modern, traditional. Kind of your.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. You know what it is. Yeah. Come on, Katie.
I mean, our house, I feel like our house downtown, we made it very modern. It had like floating staircase, like.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Very, very fancy. No. But
very urban.
Our marriage almost ended over green tile.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys both had like a heavy blink talking about doing this as newlyweds. Yeah, and I was like, are they okay?
It wasn't good. I mean, I feel like we kind of.
It's not the right green.
Yeah.
You shipped in from Ohio or something.
I was really, weirdly obsessed with this green tile, but and we. It was the basement bathroom that I never showered in.
It, five showers it ever was showered in.
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, Tesla, I feel like right off the bat, it's like I moved here for him, got a new job, and then we were like, let's renovate this house. So kind of got a lot of those things just mm-hmm. out of the way. Mm-hmm. And we're stronger for it.
Marriage boot camp.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You are stronger. I love
that. Proud of y'all.
Yeah.
You made it out.
You made it through. A bathroom renovation.
Yes, we did.
It was good.
A bathroom tile.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Marriage good?
Yeah.
Marriage is cool.
I mean,
how long have you been married?
Yeah.
That's great.
12.
12 years.
12 years.
Wow.
12 years.
2013. Yeah.
How, I mean, you ought to be, yeah, you did the real youth group style, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't Mormon style.
We did date in college.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
We were
you guys met in college.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Met in college, dated. I broke up with her.
You did.
My bad.
You're bad.
That's in the book.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is.
God doing miracles of bringing me out of that. But no, I was like, yeah, like, you know, my career is about to get going. Like, I just signed a publishing deal and I was making like 30 grand a year. And yeah, I was like, I got time for baggage like this. And I literally, I went out on the road. We broke up for a month. Mm-hmm. All this to say.
Yeah.
Went out on the road and like literally made out with one girl afterwards. After a show, like lived the rock star dream.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dude.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
welcome to the RD party.
Yeah, baby. Let's take this party home. Yeah. And I was just like, afterwards, I was just like,
oh, no.
I was like, nah. I was like, this is what I'm going to spend the next block, however many years,
doing just that.
Trying to chase, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, nah, dude, I need a rock. I need a.
There she was.
Yeah, there she is. 12 years later.
I had started dating.
And by the way, my career was going nowhere at the time. Like it was not, it wasn't the rocket ship that I thought it was going to be.
I don't know. If you would have been single on the come up days, it might have gone a lot faster. I think there's something to that. People like want to think they could be with the person.
Oh, you gotta lock him down. He's his.
I would be way low, bigger without you.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just saying that. I'm just letting you know that. I'm also aware of that.
No,
I had started to date other people when we broke up, and he was like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, I was going to date other people, but like, you
don't. You weren't.
I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's when I realized that was not it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lesson, ladies. Don't be so available. Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't even until after we got married that was like, that's when I wrote yours, my first mm-hmm. single. And, you know, that was like 6 months after we got married. So like all started happening after the fact. And,
you were part of it.
Maybe I wouldn't be bigger without you, dear.
I don't know. We'll never know. But yeah, 12 years. We were friends for 2 years.
How long have you been married?
Five.
Just a little.
Oh, little five. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we started dating. I went on I started doing shows and stuff, and I never did shows when I was single. Like I've been with her the whole time. Mm-hmm. I started about 7 years ago, like right when we were starting to date. It's so funny. I was playing comedy clubs and stuff. And a comedy club, 80% of anyone who's ever been there is a dude, right? Just going in there, listening to horrible R-rated, mm-hmm. whatever's going through there. And so the dudes working there, there's like these total like, you know, weed smoking bros. They never see so many women in a room in their mm-hmm. life. They're like, do you guys just clean up out here? And it's like me and Jake, we're like sheltered Christian dudes with girlfriends. Like, no, we just go to like Taco Bell after. They're like, whoa, dude, what?
One security guard even
like, it was like
found girls for Jake and was like, they're waiting out there for you.
He multiple
was
like, no.
I don't want like, that.
Yeah. Security guards be like, you know, the comedy clubs, some are so small, so like they could see us in the room. The security guard was supposed to keep them out, mm-hmm. but he'd like the hot ones, he'd like let in. We're like, we don't want this. He's like, I got you, bro.
He's just
like,
peeking around the corner.
Yeah. Get them out. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want it.
Wait, so how'd you guys
That's
meet?
Funny, dude. That's same. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Same.
I don't know. I want to know how they met.
He slid into my DMs.
Wow, we didn't get into this.
Yeah,
wow.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shooter's gonna shoot, obviously. Man.
To
good
what?
Job.
Yeah. It worked. It was random.
It was super Holy random. Cow. I really thought that there was like a mutual friend. That's why yeah, I there was kind of, because I was like, I did not have very many followers at the time. And so I was like, someone told him to look me up or whatever. This feels too random, but it happens to just be the explore page.
Straight up.
Exploring, man. I was.
What video? Like, was it a funny?
Dora, she, it was just you and like your brothers or something.
Was the picture that yeah. really drew you? I was single.
Yeah.
Were Dang, you like, girl, is she dating any of these people? Or did you know they were her brothers?
Jeans with her brother, dude. That girl looks.
Sure. I literally thought it was just you and your brothers. Yeah. I don't know where this is. Dang, dude. What is your algorithm?
We joked. I'm like, so how many DMs did you slide into? And then I responded.
That is a great question.
We don't know.
We'll never know. But I blacked out. And no, I really wasn't doing a lot of that, but it was, you know, cute girl. What was it? Believer.
I don't know.
So yeah. I'm just like, all right, follow, whatever. Keep tabs on her. She followed me back.
Keep tabs on her.
Yeah, make sure she's living right.
Romantic, yeah.
Ew, that's gross.
Bookmark.
Yeah.
Bookmarked you. And then messaged her, kind of got to talking. Like, oh, okay, this is fun. And then she's in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta. I said, let's go to dinner.
Ooh.
Came over.
Wow.
Where'd we go to dinner?
Barcelona.
Ooh.
You ever been one of those?
Yes, they're
around. One in Nashville, yeah.
It was tapas.
Tapas, uh-huh. Baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
How I mean, overpriced tapas.
We were pretty.
I mean, that it was good. Now I probably wouldn't be thrilled to go there, but when you're 26 or something, yeah. You're like falling.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a flex.
I remember when we first started being financially stable. Barcelona was it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
$35 for shishito peppers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Give me three.
Yeah, give me three.
Yeah. I feel like we started talking, and I think we both are like normal enough people that we're like, all right, we're not just going to like sit here and like DM each other. This is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like, let's meet in person ASAP, and then we'll know. And I think
I was just like, this is super weird, right? Like,
yeah, we were we both were like, if this doesn't work out, we like shouldn't tell anyone. Like,
to my
because
grave,
this
probably.
Is
if
weird.
If I fly to Atlanta and meet a girl and she like ghosts me or like it's weird, I'm like, I think I'll just won't tell my buddies. Yeah.
Yeah. But it worked out.
It was low risk. But yeah. Low risk, high reward.
Worked out.
What were those early days like? Because you guys were dating, you were building your career. What kind of gigs were you playing? Were you with them at every gig? Because she came to the whole first tour with me. Like, what was that?
I mean, in the early days, she wouldn't. Mm-mm. Like early dating, because I was still in college, and I would like on Fridays we would be playing whatever,
like college cafeteria.
So
a pole
many,
right in front of you.
So many good stories of that. Like we pull in and like we just need to win, man. Like we need a good crowd. We need this, and it's like we're getting paid probably $250, maybe $500, and we roll into this college campus
between five of you, right?
Oh yeah.
Correct.
He didn't make any money.
No. Yeah. And like we pull in, they're like, oh dude, like maybe it's like the auditorium, like legit sound system. Let's go. We're like, the cafeteria is right over here. You're gonna load in the back door. You know, you guys will probably play while people are eating lunch, you know. Dude, it's just a cinder block room and we're just tucked in the corner. Full band.
Wow.
Just drums, just guitar amps, every day. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Just friggin'. Oh my God. They're just like, no. Like,
really? Who is this? Because he also didn't play covers. Like, he just wasn't the covers guy. Mm-hmm. So no one knew it.
Brand,
any of it.
Yeah. So here's a mediocre country song while you eat your lunch.
No, we started
at 105 dB.
We started touring together when we were engaged. So I was like, I'm not hitching my wagon to. A wagon.
That's a good point. That's pretty intimate.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
on the bus.
But it was really funny because it didn't occur to me until. So I have five older brothers, and they were really competitive in soccer. So I lived in the back of a, you know, remember those old conversion vans with the ladders on the back?
Yes.
Those extra tall ones. We had one.
And the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was a queen size bed. No one was in seatbelts. And I lived like that. Like every weekend was me and the boys going to like Pittsburgh, Dallas, like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got in the back of the SUV, I was like, I'll take the back row. And I just look in front of me and there's four boys. And I was like, dear God. You're like, how?
I was made for this.
I was like, I was bred for this.
Yeah.
Like, no idea.
I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I do this to myself? Yeah. I'm right back where I started.
Road warrior, seriously. Like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you could. But I don't know many women that would be like, yeah, I'll drive around the country in the back of a van with you and sell the merch, set up the merch.
Oh, nice. Oh,
she shot the photos during the entire show.
I'd make those little highlight videos of like, look how sick the show was. Dude. And I'd make it look like there was more than five people.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't.
Yeah. You just get right behind them and you just
see. Oh, yeah. You always got to have that.
Oh, yeah. There was
Cut out the top balcony, please. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was one show that me and my brother and his wife were the only people there. It was actually outside
in Atlanta,
north of Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was called the Green Light.
And then there was a place in Wyoming. There was literally one person standing at the front of the stage. Like, mm-hmm. Wow. I used to stand before, up there to try and make them not feel so bad about not being there.
That's the highs and lows of the biz, man.
Yeah, man.
Like when the night before that, we were in Denver and it was like, we were almost sold out, crazy crowd. Like, oh, dude, we're really doing it.
We're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next night in Cheyenne, Wyoming, there was literally one person.
Yeah.
Like, there were like people eating like at the bar and whatever. Like, there was one person standing at the stage.
Yeah.
There was. That's just like, okay. Hmm.
Ups and
but now you look around and you're like, I get emotional now looking out at the shows and I'm like, thousands of people. And you're just like, oh my. Gosh, this is insane.
Yeah.
Day one.
It's getting fun.
Thankful,
She has four brothers.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're very similar, four brothers. I'm the second oldest, though, so not.
Okay.
Okay.
She joined the crew with her and six dudes on a bus.
Yeah, it felt very, just kind of like, this is kind of
okay,
it.
So you could,
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely.
Road warrior. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
They used to park me at Starbucks in the morning because I would take the morning sunrise shift and I would get myself a coffee. The van was a quiet. I was like, oh. And then I had this flashback. I was like, this is what my mom used to do.
Yeah. You're like,
she would drive the sunrise shift. It was quiet. Mm-hmm. I felt like my job really was making sure that everyone didn't get hangry.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, 2 hours. We're stopping here. Because if we go too far, then everyone starts to complain. We can't have that.
Yeah. Big road mom vibes.
Do you still feel like road mom vibes now? Like,
I don't know.
Unless she's just a queen.
We got people
who help now, which is nice. Like I can text someone and be like, hey, can we get some white wine?
We have an elaborate staff to employ.
It's not ordinarily was like me going, getting groceries, cooking.
I remember last show you had the cart. It was like your portable bar.
You still got
still
that.
Rocking that.
Yeah, you'll see it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Fun. It'll be back there.
Yours was one of the tour I went on, Mike, because what's nice about the comedy is you kind of just, hey, I need my opener, my tour manager, let's go. And then...
Mm-hmm.
Couple guys with me and we saw your setup and they're like, can you get us some more fun stuff? Like, dude, what? We just sit in the green room with a single bottle of bourbon.
You know what's on his rider?
You probably, dude, I want to hear your rider. Okay. It's always fun. This. You start. You go.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's in there. So I'm so ingrained with the like
no excess,
humble Oklahoma trip.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, don't you have to bring me anything.
Yeah.
My rider sucks. I need to just ask.
Same. I mean, we pay for it anyway. Like, I don't think people realize that. Like, it comes out of the money that we make. So, the more elaborate, because I saw it kind of went viral for a second. It was like Frank Sinatra's rider. You remember that?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it online and I was like, I texted my tour. I was like, dude, we need all these different glasses waiting on like highball, rocks, wine. Just have them waiting in there. And he was like,
$500 a night.
We can, but this is every night you're going to pay for new glasses that you could just grab one off your bus.
And
I was like, okay, you're right. You're right. That was a stupid idea.
I swear we had PB&J on our rider till like 2 years ago.
Because we still on
Uncrustables are always on our bus.
Honestly, we
added that.
What's on your,
right. Kettle, potato chips, regular salt and vinegar, like a fruit tray. That's it. Little fruit bars. Love those.
On there.
Love those.
That's good.
You do chomps? Are chomps on there?
Like a tequila and a
bourbon sometimes?
Yeah.
That's it.
Not a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so pretty similar. Oh, yeah. Like almost.
Because I started to get high maintenance because I just like, I don't know, whatever. And now I get long drinks. You ever had those?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
You like those? I do. And my boys like them. So we, yeah, the Finland gin and soda.
Oh, we don't like gin. That's why. Oh,
well, yeah, but even if I did like gin, no offense to. I'm sure you.
Oh,
I'm
sponsored. Yeah.
Did you that one of your Fall Girl endorsements?
No, I also I have a basic one.
Hey, I do like this. You sent us some, and I love it.
Thank you. Thanks for having it.
Thank you. I text him. I text him like 5 months after,
because it's tough. It's alcohol stuff. You got to sign for it. You're never there. Oh, it's okay. Tough.
So yeah. Well, yes. I didn't put and two also, and two together.
Yeah, no, you're good.
I was like, holy crap. Because I finally saw your ads and stuff for it on my algo. And I was like, no way, bro. It's right.
No, I love it, though. I love the single serve.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I say.
Yeah. It's so amazing. Because when he's gone. Yeah, you drink four of them. Yeah.
I did. I do.
No, but like when he's gone, I'm not trying to crack a whole bottle.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
But we like the boys like the long drink, so it's still in the rider. I hope that probably annoys some people. They're like, what is this? It's just that. I did a bottle of wine, a beef jerky.
Oh, yeah, we have that too.
Oh, yeah, beef jerky. But then I say beef jerky, not Jack Links. Mm-hmm. Is that annoying?
Yeah.
Because then old that's Trapper, kind of dude. Gross.
Yeah, I'm like, we need old Trapper.
And then protein shakes. Gotcha, dude. And High Chews, the candy.
Mm. And a fruit tray.
And a fruit tray.
Yeah.
And High Chews was not me. It was a tour manager. I think he was just trying to be a tour manager. He's like, what's your favorite candy? I go, I don't even like candy. I was like, I don't know. I had High Chews once. They were good. And he put them on the rider. And now, it's like a thing. And
now
a
crew, they're not crew there. Walks in,
like, where the world of the High Chews?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I'm sure
I think it's a Japanese candy. Mm. But it's like, it feels like you're chewing gum almost, but it's a candy.
It's like a Starbursty
thing. Like Mentos.
Yeah, kind of that.
Like they're good. Fruity, but they're fruity. Fruit Mentos.
Yeah.
Or slept on. There you are.
Yeah. Yep. Fine. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Well, that's just the bag.
Yeah.
But you see. Oh, you see.
Oh, there you go. There you go. With the
Mambas. You know, Mambas?
The candy with the.
Not like Laffy Taffy, but kind of.
Chewy center.
Huh. Learn something new.
So, yeah.
That's the best, man. I'm jealous you have a show tonight. That's so fun.
Yeah.
We just.
Can't wait to hang, dude.
Yes.
We'll see what's on the rider.
You can we have tickets, please?
Yeah. We got to.
I don't know. Maybe. I have to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I have to find.
Sorry, now I would just talk to her back in the day, but now
we got people.
Who's in control?
We got people now.
Yeah,
we do.
No, I mean, you guys get it. I've been looking forward to this for like 3 months because we always are putting like date nights on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Go out.
You guys going to dinner before?
Yep.
We are.
A quick one, you know. We're going to try to get these kids. But there's a great restaurant by the venue. So we're going to pop in there and then.
Okay.
And then we're out. We're hanging. So we'd love to see you after the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're all hanging.
No, we got you. Late. You guys will be backstage. I don't want you to have to be out there with the.
You know, you never know. Because I go out there. With
got him.
I go out there. I've gone to some shows and it's like, I'm kind of like, oh boy. And like no one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw Chris D'Elia. You know who that is? Comedian.
Mm-mm.
He did similar venue and like zero people said hi to me.
But I went and saw. That's not your crowd.
You know what? Maybe a little. You know, it's funny because in your mind, you're kind of looking only in your own head. But I'm sitting there just kind of like, this might be kind of a nightmare when we get in here. I'm like zero.
Never know, man. You walk in so confident.
They don't want to bother you, you know? Yeah. Like.
Well, no, it is a different crowd.
It's a different crowd, yeah.
No, yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
We won't put you out there.
I might be front row and I'll go crazy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I love it.
You should come out on stage.
Don't do that.
You should do it. You should. Oh, no.
That's what we do. See, as much as I need some humble pie, I'm definitely not famous enough to do that.
I don't know.
10% of people go, whoa. And then 90% are like, okay. This is one of his buddies, I guess.
Is that John Crist?
Nice.
Deep cut. Dang. No, we do like we give away a wrestling belt every night, like Kansas City.
Your city's
WrestleMania. You could come give it away to somebody.
Oh.
We'll see.
Okay,
see
whatever. Just pray about it.
Too much longer.
Just pray about it. Yeah.
If you could at some point in the set be like, make some noise if you've ever heard of Drake Kennedy.
Yeah.
And if it's loud enough,
okay.
Then I'll come do it.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a great test. Like, yo, where are my Drake Kennedy fans? And like depending on that, I'll be like,
for sure.
He lives here, right?
Right? Yeah.
And then if they go crazy, I'll be like, oh no, he is here.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm like, did he say is here or lives here?
Because I went, you know who, I mentioned all these comedians. You know who Taylor Tomlinson is? He's a very famous comedian.
I know
One of her openers. is a good buddy of mine, and they play Kansas City. So I went to the show, and I was sitting out there, and it was the Kansas City show, and he mentioned me kind of offhand. And he got nothing.
Really?
Yeah, and then he texted me. He's like, "Sorry, I kind of botched that. Sorry." I was like, "Yeah, don't leave me out of this."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But maybe it's there. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Whatever, dude. No pressure. He's already now. You're already feeling the pressure.
Could I walk out there?
Walk out in the room, be like,
"Yeah, you."
And ask.
Just maybe be watching my videos. Be like, "Ha ha."
Oh, you seen this? Have you seen this guy? Have you just kind of like make my way around the crowd and be like, "This is actually really funny."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, we could throw one up on the video wall. Speaking of costs,
yeah,
you do video wall now.
Video wall, yeah, we could throw. Do you want to just throw maybe a video or just your headshot? Promo headshot.
Like,
does anybody know who this is? Before we get any further,
yes.
And go any further, depending on your reaction.
Who's your opener?
This dude Vavo, he's a DJ, just straight up. So it's just like it's super fun. Yeah,
okay.
It's all mashups, country, dancey, Kelly Clarkson to, you know,
that's cool.
Whatever.
That's really fun.
All right, Russell, you're putting out more dates next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So everyone go. Your books are far away.
So far away.
So far away.
Okay.
So far away. Just remember that.
You know, but on the lookout.
The podcast will be back before the book is actually out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking forward to something, it's going to be that.
Well, thank you so much for coming out. I know you're busy today.
Thank you so much. See you at
the venue. Can't wait.
Dude, we're right here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, y'all.
Thanks for coming.
Peace.
Thanks for coming.
Beautiful.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming to your own house.
Correct opinion.